And relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
You're listening to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, the Female Field Guide Hump Day Happenings Weekday Show. Giving you, just a little bit of a pop. That weekday fix of Female Field Guide. So happy that you are here with me on a Wednesday night, 5 o'clock. P.M. Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be a good show. We like to step outside the box, have a little bit of fun. Our weekday show, we cover the basics on Sunday, our regular segments, topics, but, we're a little earlier. We're a little early on Wednesday, so have a little bit of fun, and that's exactly what we're going to do today. Before I get into the wonderful guest that I have on tap, ladies and gents, allow me to introduce myself for all the first-time listeners. First of all, love you. Thank you so much for the support. Jasmine George, that's my name. Female Field Guide is my game. Founder, host, executive producer of FFG, Women's Chief Sheet of Sports, Athletics, Relationships, Entertainment. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. And fellas, I love you too. Bridging the gap between men and women, sports fans and non-sports fans. That's what we do over here on Team FFG, here in the Mahogany Lounge, listening live. Thank you so much just for your support. I am, of course, the hostess with the mostest, but I am a basketball player. Give me a little bit of time to stretch. My jump shot's still amazing. Shout out to that Lady Brahmas. Back in the day. Oh, the 90s. Such a wonderful decade. I'm also a basketball coach. Used to coach in my alma mater, and you know what? I miss it every day. Shout out to the Lady Brahmas. They still call me coach around these parts. But I'm a student of sports, and hey, I'm a lady that knows the game. But like I said, I want to get my ladies right. Let's talk sports. Let's go. Let's all have drinks. And happen to talk about the game. How about that? If I can get my ladies to have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans and the men in their life, oh, my job is just beginning. I love it. We've got a wonderful show tonight. Great guests. I'm actually really excited. Before we get into that, hey, Jazz, what else do you have going? Well, what else don't I have going? I am a sports writer as well as the editor for Prominence Magazine. Please visit prominencemagazine.com. Subscribe to the print and online issue. Really cool pieces that I've been able to contribute to. Please check out my feature pieces talking about football and concussion, something that is very near and dear to my heart. My good buddy Miles Craigwell, NFL sensation to rugby player. Really cool piece. Got a lot of great feedback on there. Shout out to really the rugby community. That's a new sport that I have fallen madly in love with. United States, get with it. I'm also a feature writer for the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper. You can check me out on diamondbar.patch.com. I wrote a really fun piece, the non-sports fans guide to surviving the holidays and truly the entire season. But don't worry, if you keep on listening to FFG, I'll get you right, baby. I'm also a professor. What? Sports psychology, as well as ethnic, gender, and cultural issues in sports. I absolutely love it. I'm also the sports anchor for the show Game Time, Inland Empire Media Group. God bless you guys for letting me come on every week and do my thing, covering high school prep sports and so much more. You can contact me. Contact the show in a plethora of ways. That's right. I said plethora. That's right. facebook.com/femalefieldguide. Post your questions, your thoughts. I have a great deal of poll questions that I really appreciate everyone giving their feedback to. So you can find us there, facebook.com/femalefieldguide. Twitter, please follow me. I promise you it'll be the best decision you could ever make. Well, probably not the best decision, but honestly, top five. Follow me at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of guide. Like I always say, hey, man, I don't know. This is what Mr. Twitterman says. Leave the E off of guide. Follow me at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of guide. We've got a Tumblr. Kind of looks like a dope kind of magazine. That's how we do it with Team FFG. My wonderful intern Ashley's holding it down. Go ahead and check me out. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr. TUMBLR.com. That's our Tumblr. Really fantastic. You can listen to some of our show snippets as well as check out the wonderful tweets, posts, and articles from yours truly, the FFG. YouTube, wow, this YouTube channel has really, 13,000 uploaded views. How about that, baby? God bless you guys for checking out these cheekbones. How about that? Go ahead and visit youtube.com/femalefieldguide. We have some wonderful interviews. There's some great episodes on the road with the Female Field Guide. Shout out to my team for just traveling with me. It's actually wonderful. If you have any comments, questions, if a lot of people, you know, we have our Female Field Guide message hotline. And feel free to leave a message anytime. Questions, comments, but there's some people that would rather leave a message. They don't want to call on the air. They've got the bubble guts. They're nervous Nellies. This is a safe haven. Call me, baby. But if not, you can always call the Female Field Guide Message Hotline at 909 area code 276-7132. That is, once again, 909 276-7132. If you want to email me, info@femalefieldguide.com, questions, comments, you name it. And, you know, here's the crazy thing. I love technology. God bless Blog Talk Radio and the Internet because not only is the internet just hello, the cornerstone of the show, but everyone's got a mobile phone, everyone's got an Android, everyone's got an iPhone or an iPad. Go ahead and download the Female Field Guide app, man. Did you know that I am the first Blog Talk Radio host to have their own app?
Say what?
No. I'm not messing around. It's the truth.
Say what?
Giving a shout out to Zenforce Media for designing such a dope app. Go ahead and just download that. You're hanging out at the iTunes Store, Android Marketplace, and download the FFG app. For goodness sake, it's free. Everyone's got an Android, iPhone, you know, some sort of mobile device. Well, guess what? We've got a pocket website specifically for cell phones. Go ahead and visit femalefieldguide.mobile. FemaleFieldGuide.mobile. You can check out some videos specifically for your cell phone. Shout out to LP Ross for designing such a fantastic device. And like I said, you can download the show on your podcast. Listen, you're driving to work. Let's say it's Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You said, listen, I can't wait. I got to hear those cheekbones in action. I can't wait a day. Hey, well, first of all, I love you, but thank you so much for the support. And go ahead and download the podcast. You can download the FFG BTR Blog Talk Radio podcast and listen to and download and burn, whatever you want to do, every episode that I have ever had. How about those apples? Lastly, you can set reminders for the show via text or email. Or you can follow me. If you have a Blog Talk Radio account, go ahead and follow me. I'll make sure I'm sending you guys updates. Follow the blog. Hey, man, we're all over the place. Team FMG, teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you guys so much. What a wonderful show that we have tonight. Our Wednesday, weekday, hump day happening show. With the unfortunate passing of Mr. Dundee, he was a fantastic sports trainer, in particular boxing. Angelo Dundee died at 90. He trained some amazing boxers, and I'm happy to have on the show as a guest, Mr. John Greenberg. He's a boxing and national sports expert. We're just going to talk about the relationship between an athlete and a trainer and what makes it so dynamic and what are the tools that Mr. Dundee was so fantastic, and he'll break down exactly why that was. I'm also excited to bring on a fantastic young lady. You know me when it comes to girl power. We'll bring on the ladies. That's what I'm talking about. Miss Lauren Fogelman, representing Oregon. She is a sports performance consultant and mentor. More Focus, More Wins. She's the author of Winning Point. She's also got a really dope teleseminar, really talking about the mistakes that athletes unwillingly make. So we're going to talk to her, Me and Mika are going to hop on the telly and talk to her about that and have a good time, because that's what it's about. FFG, Female Field Guide, Bridging the Gap. One non-sports fan at a time. Speaking of sports psychology, speaking of just getting into the minds, Lauren will be talking about the actual athletes. But I'd like to share my experience, not only as an athlete, but as a sports fan. Let's go ahead and get some nice music. Picture this. 2002, a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Jasmine George is at Sacramento in the Yay area. Shout out to E40 and them. Went to Sac State to play ball, also to transfer from Mount Sac and just kind of see what the Bay Area had. I had some loved ones that are up there already. I said, hey, why not? That's how I lived at 19, and that's where I live now. Why not? 2002, I kind of boycotted the NBA because when Michael Jordan retired, I was heartbroken. Not going to lie to you, I was heartbroken. So I followed a lot of college basketball, so I really didn't have a team at the time. Back in the day, it was all about MJ. I went to Sacramento, and for those of you that have visited that very wonderful city, not much to do. The Jetta was down. The Jetta was on ice, so the Jetta was at home in Southern California, so I rode the Hornet shuttle, and went to Sacramento Kings games. I had a girlfriend of mine that was intertwined with one of the basketball players. I'll just leave it at that. And I was able to go to a lot of Sacramento Kings games. Now, ladies and gents, back in 2002, the Sacramento Kings, now listen, they're not much now. They're a young team now, but they're not much now, okay? But they were hot. Chris Webber was his fine self. Mateen Cleaves even jumped on the mix, huh? Mike Bibby, Doug Christie. It's a good squad. 2002, they had potential to take it all the way. There wasn't much to do. There were, like I said, there was Sacramento, for goodness sake. I fell in love with the Kings. Was able to watch a lot of Kings games in Arco Reno, as well as in our apartments and things like that. Well, close your eyes and picture this. Arco Arena. It's blazing. The energy is amazing. Okay, absolutely amazing. It's the Lakers and the Kings. I believe it was in the Western Conference final. It was the Western Conference final. I think. Okay, it was playoff. This was the year the Sacramento, they had the tools, they had the personnel to go all the way. But they could beat the Lakers. A few seconds left. Shot goes up. Chris Webber. Instead of catching the rebound, he tips it to Mr. Robert Horry. Late shot Rob, I think they call him. Flat top and all. He drains the three, and the Kings lose and end up losing the series. I say this because there was a wave of depression across the entire city of Sacramento. My mother called me. I was one of those sad cats. I was one of those sad Cathys. My mother called me and asked me. She asked me about sports psychology. I didn't know what it was at the time. That's why I stuck to Fantastic Road of Female Field Guide, sports psychology. Not Lauren will tackle the athletes, but also with the fans. Like I always say, fans short for fanatics. That's why I'm bridging the gap, ladies, to get you connected with the men and the sports fans in your life to understand. So we're going to get in the brains of the athletes. But I thought I would share with you a little bit of the brains of the fans. We are connected to the team. And no, the Sacramento Kings have not been the same since. That's my rant. I haven't had a rant in a few months. But it's a connection to a team. The ball player, the athlete has a connection to his craft. But sometimes there are outside distractions that take him away from that. We're going to speak with Lauren after few seconds. We're going to take a quick little break. Female Field Guide Wednesday, Hump Day Happening Show. I'm really excited to bring on our next guest. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for holding on.
This is Josh Barr of the LA Dodgers. Just wanted to give my support to the Female Field Guide and all the great things that they're doing in sports.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant. It's also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
Ja'Cory Harris from the University of Miami.
My name is Ethan Martin.
This is Ebony Hoffman with the LA Sparks.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
I'm Patrick Witt, played quarterback at Yale University. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yale. You know that playbook, huh? Left and right?
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Welcome back. Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio. Wednesday, Hump Day Happenings weekday show. We're going to go ahead and continue to move on. And we've got a caller on the switchboard, which I'm excited to bring on. 727 area code. I'm going to bring you on right now. Hello, good evening. You are live with the Female Field Guide.
Good evening, Jasmine. It's a pleasure to be on with the Female Field Guide.
How are you? Who's this and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Tampa Bay area of Florida.
Absolutely. How can I help you? Thanks for coming.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show. My name is John Greenberg, and I'm just so happy to be your guest.
You know what, John, I really appreciate you coming on. First of all, as we do with all of our guests, we're going to give you an applause. Hello. Thank you so much.
Boy, you gave me a warm welcome.
Absolutely, absolutely. We had two different numbers for that you were going to be calling in. So, John, please share with the listeners. I gave a little bit of an intro about the guests that were, you know, coming on, but, you know, the boxing world lost a legend this week. And I really appreciate the timing of you coming on, sharing your expertise, but then also enlightening the listeners, the, you know, avid boxing fans, but then also the casual boxing fans about the legacy of Mr. Angelo Dundee. But
yes.
Before we dig into that, sir, please share with the listeners your background in boxing and also in national sports.
Well, my background in sports all goes back to a book I wrote called The Grand Old Man, Amos Alonzo Stagg. Because Amos Alonzo Stagg is a man everybody should know about. He basically brought in the whole concept of what we know as athletic competition in America. And he was a great football coach, but he's also in the Basketball Hall of Fame as one of the founders of basketball. And
wow.
He helped America get into the Olympics. His wife was his assistant football coach for over 50 years, and he coached until he was 98 years of age, lived to be 102. And
wow.
Yes, and when a person is really blessed in having the opportunity to research that man's life and to talk to all these different people in the world of sports that knew him, that played for him, It's a platform, it's a springboard, a stepping stone, if you would, to getting deeper and deeper into sports. And because of Mr. Stagg, I was able to start writing books about heavyweight boxing champions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that is where I crossed paths with Mr. Angelo Dundee. And living here in the Tampa Bay area in Florida, this is where Mr. Dundee spent his golden years. And this Friday, they are going to be celebrating a life at his memorial service.
Yes.
And the service is going to be held at a Christian center in Dunedin, Florida. And there's going to be many, many people there because he was no shrinking violet. And even at the in his late 80s, he was out and about meeting and greeting all different types of people. The first time I met him, as a matter of fact, he was with Mr. Henry Hill, who was the subject of The Goodfellas.
What? Okay.
So Angelo Dundee was a man who had a gift of gab and a love of words and a love of people, and he always just was so accessible, and he enjoyed meeting people from all different walks of life. It didn't matter what the sport was. He had his finger in it. It could be Major League Baseball. Of course, this is a kind of a home of the New York Yankees because of George Steinbrenner, who was down here for many years, and he was a great friend of Angelo Dundee's. And the Tampa Bay Rays and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and all the high school sports and everything else. And Angelo was always around there. And he would always be telling you things like, oh, I was a very fortunate human being because I was able to make a living doing something that I love to do, and how my mom would never send me to the store because I'd talk to everybody and I'd never get back home in time for dinner. So
I love it.
Right. And the thing is that when you're talking about boxing, what separates boxing, of course, from all the major sports is that it is one person out there competing against another person. And they have to rely a great deal on the man in the corner. You know, you say, I'm in your corner. I am with you. I'm with you all the way. I've got your back. Well, that's what Angelo Dundee was. He was the man that you wanted in your corner. And he and Muhammad Ali, I think Dundee himself said that it was a symbiotic relationship between us because we both added something to the other's personality. And this is what we have to remember is that, you know, why do we play these games? Well, we have this competition because it's really, when you get down to it, it's a way of learning the golden rule, which is how to treat other people the way you yourself would want to be treated. When you go out to compete, you want to face a worthy opponent. You want somebody that's going to really make you earn whatever you get. And at the same time, you want to be sportsmanlike. You don't want to win the wrong way. You don't want to cut corners. You don't want to do anything that is illegal or unethical because that's not a real victory. These are things that we have to remember when we're celebrating the life of a great man like Angelo Dundee.
Absolutely. And, you know, you spoke of Muhammad Ali. He also worked, you know, so well with – he had 15 other world boxing champions
that's
that he worked
right.
well with. And just from hearing you speak of him, just not even in the boxing realm, but everyone that he really came across in contact with, whether if it was in a professional or a personal realm. And I want to get your opinion, John. You know, boxing isn't as prominent as possibly 20 or so years ago. But I want to get your opinion. Do you see that other trainers and boxers today, do you see the influence of Mr. Dundee shine through
sport?
Yes.
Sure, you see like Emanuel Stewart, he's training Vladimir Klitschko. And you see Freddie Roach, who's training Manny Pacquiao. And you see Roger Mayweather, and you see it all over, Teddy Atlas. I mean, there's all of them have learned because, you know, Angelo Dundee and Gil Clancy and Lou Duva, all these other trainers, Customato, they all set the stage. They all sort of set the table for those who followed. And, you know, you also have to remember that Angelo Dundee, he was always busy. He was always, even till the day that he died, he was involved in doing something, consulting with people, recommending young fighters. He was really enthusiastic about trying to get young athletes into the sport of boxing, because mm-hmm. today this is the big problem in this country, is that most of the best young athletes have gone into other sports like football and basketball. And he said that we need a young kid coming from every major town in this country, because the fans do not know who the fighters are.
Absolutely. And, absolutely.
Right.
And
you know,
speaking of just, you know, two fighters that are in the limelight but can't seem to meet in the ring. Every time I have someone in the boxing world come on, I always want to get their opinion. And excited to speak with you, you know, Pacquiao and Mayweather. They've got scheduled to fight other people. But in your opinion, you've got your pulse, you've got your hand in the boxing world, and you're connected with different trainers and so forth. Do you think that they will ever meet each other in the ring, Sean?
I think they eventually will, but it's the same old story. In other words, the deal has got to be something that's going to satisfy both parties.
Absolutely.
And that's the frustrating thing about boxing. You know, we don't have a national boxing league like we have a national football league or a national basketball association. And boxing, since it is an individual sport, this is where the matchmaking has become so very frustrating. And there's been charges. I mean, you could go back for decades and generations of guys are ducking one another, but you know, that's just unfortunate. But, you know, another champion that he could claim would be the Cinderella Man movie, because Angelo helped train Russell Crowe
for that
role.
I love it. He's in sports. Yeah. He's in entertainment. You know, he also, Ron Silver depicted Mr. Dundee in the movie Ali with Will Smith. And
absolutely.
For those, you know, younger individuals, or maybe people that don't really, you know, have their eyes really focused on boxing, especially with the UFC coming just full-fledged. And a couple more questions, John. I'm happy to be speaking with you. John Greenberg, boxing and national sports expert here on Female Field Guys Sports Talk Radio. Do you feel that with the Olympics coming up in 2012, do you think there's a possibility that boxing could be eliminated in future Olympics?
Well, the women are going to be able to box in this upcoming Olympics.
Love it.
So actually, boxing, I really don't think they're going to eliminate boxing. See, boxing is big to the extent that the great boxers are coming from other countries. This is the problem with the boxing competition in America, is that we don't have any homegrown heavyweights that are out there trying to take on the Klitschkos. The only ones I hear about are heavyweights from the 1990s. Evander Holyfield is trying to box again. Riddick Bowe is trying to box again.
Wow. And I believe that possibly, you know, their prime is just like you said in the 90s. I think that it's come and gone. And I mean, these athletes take such a physical wear and tear in the beating. That'll be very interesting to see how that plays out in the Olympics. And of course, those two stars coming back. John Greenberg, I'm so happy that you're able to come on. I would love it as the Olympics continue to come closer for you to come back and share your thoughts about some of the upcoming boxers.
Well, I'd love to be on your show anytime.
Americans, yes.
You gave me such a warm welcome.
Absolutely. We always give all of our guests the wonderful applause, clap. We want everyone to have fun, really just feel open and just to share the truth about what they're coming on for and what they're passionate about. Please share with the listeners any way that we can, you know, stay in contact with you, get your books, and just really tap into everything, your expertise and knowledge
about
the wonderful sport of boxing.
They can get autographed copies of The Grand Old Man, Amos Alonzo Stagg, for $18.95 if they contact me at greenbergjohn@yahoo.com. That's GREENBURG, John, one word, @yahoo.com.
I love it. Well, you know, listeners, please make sure to email us as well if you want to get John's email again and really to just stay on top of everything that he has going. You know, sir, I really appreciate you coming on. I look forward to speaking in the months ahead. He is John Greenberg.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to be on your show, and I look forward to being on again.
Thank you so much, John Greenberg. I'll see you soon. I'm going to give you another applause. That was a good one. I always love to speak with and really talk about not only the obscure sports, but the sports that aren't, you know, they're not in the limelight. Of course, the Manny Pacquiao and the Mayweather fiasco that's taking place, that's still getting its buzz. But football, baseball, and basketball, that's the top three, and that's what gets all the, you know, all the buzz. So it was a pleasure speaking with John, and I look forward to speaking with him again, especially the wonderful 2012 Olympics are coming up. When we come back right after this break, I am so excited to bring another lady on. I mean, it's all about girl power, like I always say, and she is in the fantastic, of course, you know, sports performance consult. We want these athletes to do the best they can, more focus, more wins. On the other side of the break, Miss Lauren Fogelman will be coming on, and we'll be talking with her about everything sports performance. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl.
I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Female Field Guide Sports Talk Radio, thank you so much for joining us. That was a really, really awesome talk that I had with John. And we're going to continue to jam on with the show, learning, laughing, and loving the game. You know, we all have our favorite sports fans. We all have our favorite teams. And there's times when they come through in the clutch for us, and there's sometimes when we say they have crashed and burned. Why is that? What are the mental aspects in their performance? What's going on inside their head? We're going to speak with the fantastic Lauren Fogelman. She's going to break it down and really talk about some mistakes that athletes make that they really have no idea they're making them. So I'd like to bring her on, as well as Mika will be doing a double interview. Lauren, are you here? And let's go ahead and give her a round of applause, Shelly. Hello,
hey, ladies.
Ladies.
Thanks for the warm welcome.
Absolutely. Lauren, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's Mika and I. We're going to be interviewing you and really getting to know you. And we were able to watch some of your YouTube videos and really learn more about, you know, everything that you do with regards to sports performance. But please share with the listeners your background as a sports consultant, sports performance consultant, as well as mentor.
Well, it's really interesting because I was not one of those kids that was into sports. I was actually into reading books in the library. And it wasn't until I turned 40 years old that I decided to go ahead and volunteer for my kids' learn to ski lessons and take it along with those. And from there, I learned to row. And at 44 years old, I moved on to the women's racing team, and it was the first time I was ever on a team sport, let alone started to compete. And I learned a lot about myself that I didn't realize was there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But it really intrigued me about how I had to get my head out of my own way in order to really be a valuable rower and to find how I could really benefit and motivate the team. The other part that happened is I recognized that there's something here about the most successful athletes, and I started studying what made the elite 1% top athletes different than everybody else. How are they wired differently? And I began really learning and digging deep into what set them up for success where everybody else couldn't quite reach those goals. And so it was between those two experiences that I decided to devote my whole business, actually, to helping other athletes develop that champion mindset.
Oh, I love it. Now, did this pertain to any particular sports or really just the athletes in general, hailing from all different backgrounds, football, basketball, baseball? I love it. Your rowing experience as well.
It's all different sports, but it's the athletes that I really love to work with the most are the ones that really are high performance, but they know that they have more to give, and they try to figure it out by working out harder, training more, and it's not getting them the results, and they finally are ready to look at what might be holding themselves back. So they might be in a slump, they might choke, or they might view themselves as the underdog. And those are the athletes I really love working with the most.
Absolutely. That is so fascinating. Please share also about the seven mistakes that athletes unwillingly make. If you want to share a few of those, gosh, that's so interesting.
I would love to. I think that, you know, there's so much to give, and we have a short period of time, so I'm going to give you all I got, and then we'll take it from there, Jasmine. You know, part of what I find with these athletes is that they're so driven to do well and excel that sometimes they spend too much time in their own head. And as a result of that, their focus goes out of the present moment, which is the only place they really fully have control, and they're either focused on something that just happened or something that they're worried about and anticipating at some point in the future. And that really is going to affect their performance, because to really play at the top of your game, you have to be present focused. That's the only way that you're going to end up in the zone. And we all, you know, if you've ever been in the zone before, it's just a beautiful thing.
I agree.
But it's something that requires you to really be in the moment, and that's actually part of why I continued rowing, because I found that when I rowed, I had to be so focused because there was a mental as well as a physical challenge to it. And if I didn't stay present focused, I was going to end up either tipping my boat or not rowing that well. And so it was really by my own experience of being able to continue to figure these things out that I recognized you can get into the zone on demand. It's not like you just happen to luck into it or not.
Speaking of in the zone, I'm going to go ahead and take a flashback of my b-ball days. I remember there was a game, a couple of games, where every shot that I hit, it just went in. My form probably wasn't the greatest, but I was just so focused. I remember coming a little earlier, breaking more of a sweat, and my form, and I was just in the zone. How you say that, it's just, and you, I try to think back of just what it was. I knew that we didn't have a lot of bench players, so it was either do or die. We had to win the game, and you just plug right in. You kind of know that you have to perform, but essentially sometimes, you know, I think of a few instances, but there probably were a few times where every shot I didn't hit, I wasn't plugged in or tapped in. So I can't agree with you more just about being plugged in. Mika, what you got?
Oh, hi, Lauren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Okay, so let's say that you went from...
So are you guys like double-teaming me or something?
We did.
Just a
little bit. Mika did such a good job with, you know, getting in contact with you, and I said, Mika, you better hop on the telly, honey bunch. Let's both talk to her. She was so passionate about you coming on, so I said, Mika, please come on, and we'll both talk to Lauren.
How fun is that? Really cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's say you're fresh out of college and you just signed this big-time endorsement deal, whether it's with basketball, baseball, soccer. Do you believe that money sometimes, or money and status sometimes changes the way that a player plays? Let's say he was having a good game or he wasn't having a good game, but do you think that the reason that they're really not focused is because they're so excited about the new deal that they got, they're either playing more minutes or they just bought a car? Does that sometimes take the focus off of what the task is at hand, which is playing in their game?
You know, we've all seen that happen to athletes. The one that comes to mind is right now Billy Beane with Moneyball out, and that he had it all set up. He was supposed to really be the next best thing for baseball. And what occurred for him is that he had so much pressure that he put on himself that when it came to playing in front of 50,000 people on the Mets, he just choked. He couldn't do it. And so one of the things I think happens is it's a very individual thing, and that it really has to do with confidence and personal responsibility, and that the athletes that have a lot of confidence and really take their personal responsibility seriously are able to kind of put things in its place for when it's the right time. And the ones that maybe need other people to validate how important and special and gifted they are and to kind of like bow down to them are the ones that are going to surround themselves with all these toys or let it get to their head, and they're going to lose the reason as to why they started playing their sport to begin with.
That's wonderful, because when we're looking at the questions and saying, okay, you know, we would love to get Lauren's opinion on this. I just really thought of LeBron James and how he really did not come through in the fourth quarter, you know, last year, you know, for the finals, where the Heat had that chance to win it all. And I think about, just like you said, the people that LeBron has essentially surrounded himself with, yes men. And we forget that LeBron is fairly young still, and that his expectation that, I don't know who crowned him as King James. I don't know if he gave it to himself or not. But even that type of pressure, he just, you know, the last minute in the fourth quarter, he seems to buckle. And I just, you know, and so we're really interested, you know, he's right there. Where is he going to be one of the greats, or is he ever going to get that ring? Would you agree that LeBron would be an example of not really playing to his best potential when he's needed?
Well, I really want to talk about that, because I actually wrote a whole blog post about that particular game.
Ooh.
And what I really believe happened with LeBron in the fourth quarter is that he got focused on the outcome of what could happen if. And as soon as that happened, it took him out of the zone. And he couldn't play his best game because he had all this extra pressure of what if on his shoulders. And that distracted him from what his real job was of just being able to play great basketball. So if he was able to kind of put that aside, and I really encourage my athletes not to know what the score is or where they stand as much as is possible, because they're going to then stay more in the moment and present focused and have much better performance than when they're thinking about, okay, there's 2 minutes left and this is what I've got to do to pull it off. I mean, isn't that part of what happened with the Patriots in the Super Bowl this weekend?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, with that being said, how would you have wanted him to get back to what basketball was? Yeah, he was looking for the ring at the end of the day, but should someone have pulled him aside and said, hey, you need to focus on what's going on right now. Don't worry about what happens after these last 8 minutes. You need to get your mindset back. Usually, how long does it take for somebody to get out of the, oh my gosh, I'm going to get this ring or we're going to win this game zone to back to reality, to where you need to play right here, right now. Don't worry about that. How long does that usually take for them to adjust their minds back?
Yeah, I think that that's really a great question without a really clear answer, because it depends on the individual. And some individuals are very self-critical. They're really hard on themselves, and they can psych themselves out really easily and just have their head spin. Whereas there's others that recognize, okay, my focus is a little bit off and I need to really get back in the game, and they can do it as soon as they recognize what's going on. But the other part is some are naturally wired to do that, and if that's not a natural thing, it's something that's actually teachable, and that there's certain strategies that they could use to help them to refocus on what's really important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Lauren, if you would like to share a couple of the strategies that maybe a LeBron-type player, or player that maybe, you know, he's a fantastic ball player but is extremely insecure. You know, if he's sitting in your office and just having a hitting slump or a scoring slump and he's just at his wit's end, you know, what would you tell him, maybe for an individual that, just like you said, they have a lot of yes men around them and that they're really, at the end of the day, very insecure? How would you help them get back in the swing of things?
Well, basically what I would do is really see if there was ever a place where they played in the zone. Just like you were talking about, as those memories came up and you started talking about it, I could just feel your energy rise, Jasmine. It was like a very tangible thing. And you were like really in the moment and you were like right back there. And you almost, it was like you were almost reliving it all over again. And so I would really start with that of having them relive that moment of what it's like to be there. And so what I would say with an athlete that's having that happen is that there's ways to use your rest periods appropriately, because you can't be focused in the zone 100% of the game. That's just not how our brains work. So you have to really be smart with how you play. And when you're resting, you want to really be able to take a break and acknowledge what did or didn't happen right before, and then let it go. That isn't the time to kind of analyze it. And then you want to be able to just, like, relax, chill, whatever it might be. For some people, it's socializing and getting chatty. For other people, it's getting actually quiet, different things for different people. And then right before you're on again, you want to be able to start to prepare yourself mentally for what the next steps will be. And then when you have that laid out for you, how you want to show up, then really commit to it, that you're going to follow through. So don't do something like half-assed. I hope that was okay to say. You know, if you're going to be given time to play, then play like there's no tomorrow, even if the team is losing. Because if you're going to lose against another team, you want them to sweat for that win. You don't want to just hand it to them on a platter.
I love it. I love it. She's Lauren Fogelman. She is a sports performance consultant and mentor, and she is giving us gems. I mean, Lauren, I felt like I need to go find my Lady Brahma jersey and go to the gym and try to relive that back-to-back 25-point performance. This has been fantastic. I really would love to have you back on, especially around the Olympics, because really, I mean, talk about high-pressure moments and, you know, the carrot drugs and the USA basketball teams and how did they pull through in the clutch and get those gold, you know, those gold medals. So this has been an absolute delight. I know I can speak for Mika, too, even though she's still on the line. This has been great. I really appreciate you coming on. Please share with the listeners how we can just learn more about your tactics and how we can watch your videos. And, of course, even though we're not professional athletes, but how can we be better just athletes ourselves, even if it's at the gym? Where can we know more about Lauren?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to my website, which is expertsportsperformance.com. And I have a free special report, and it goes through all those seven problems that even the best athletes make, and it also gives the solutions as to how you can turn it around. And that's really the best way to connect, is to go to that website, expertsportsperformance.com, put your name and email address in the box, get my free starter kit on how to avoid the seven mistakes most athletes make, and then if you want to have a further conversation, I love to hear what's going on with people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. More focus, more wins. She's Lauren Fogelman. Thank you so much, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, Jasmine. Thanks, Mika. Take care.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Female Fill Guide, we are soaking it in. That's what it's about. I mean, Jazzy Fizzle, she's a sports love guru, okay? Did I just talk with myself in the third person? Oh,
yes.
I did, didn't I, Mika?
You did.
It's been a long day. So that's why we're going to take a break, and we're going to hop in with NBA headlines. There's been a lot of things going down this week. Good things, not so good things for the Clippers. We've got our Female Fill Guide poll talking about Chauncey Billups, and we're going to address some rumors. We'll be talking with Mika in our very fantastic Mika Minute. We'll be right back. This is Jasmine George, your Female Fill Guide.
Listening to Female Field Guide.
The question that I have Female Field Guide contributed to this newfound love? Your thoughts?
Jazzy, it's not even a question, right? I'm telling you, I was telling my mom's like, what are you doing today? And I said, well, I have the game at 7, and she was like, Jasmine really has had an impact on you. And I said, she has, and she always will. I mean, it's, I am the girl who moved to Chicago and did not put together the fact that Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, which is where I now live. I did that. That was even, I mean, I knew he played for the Bulls. I didn't even put that together. So to now kind of be in this and eager to watch the playoffs and finish this out and see who wins and la, la, la. And now I know players' names. Oh, my God. I mean, you could ask me to name five players 8 months ago, and I would have said Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have had no clue. So yes, bravo to you. I think you need your own round of applause. Because
should I do it? Should I do it?
Welcome back to Female Field Guide, broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge. It's Jasmine George.
I love playing that snippet. Shout out to Rhonda. We call her Run Digga around these parts. She will be coming on our show Sunday. Valentine's Day is around the corner, everybody.
I can't tell.
I can tell. So we're going to have a Valentine's Day show, well, pre-Valentine's Day show, of course. That's what we do here. We blend sports and relationships. Female Field Guide. But so Ron Digger will be in the show. We actually have a wonderful show. But for now, we've got to tackle some amazing headlines in the NBA, some rumors and so forth. And that's why we got one of my senior producers, Mika, on the ones and twos for Mika Minute. Let's hit it.
Mika Minute with Lakers insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
I love Illy. I love Illy.
Well, yes, she was on our previous segment talking to Lauren, but of course, without further ado, we're going to bring on our FFG Lakers insider, Miss Tamika Poland. Hey, girl. What's going on, girlfriend?
Well, hello, Lynn.
Oh, wow. So good to speak with you. Well, you know what? Our convo with Lauren went a little long, but it was fantastic. So listen, in the 10 minutes that we have, we've got so much to address. Let's start with the warm and fuzzies, okay? One of your favorite players really reached a milestone this week, and one of my favorite players reached a milestone, and we're talking about Kobe Bryant. He actually surpassed Mr. Shaquille O'Neal. What is he, fifth now in all-scoring Lakers? That shows how much I care. All-time scoring
yes,
for the Lakers.
Yes. Now he
is. And, of course, my guy, Paul Pierce, he surpassed the Larry Bird. Gee whiz, how about that for the Celtics? You know, he passes Bird as the Celtics' all-time leading scorer. Actually, the Lakers and the Celtics play each other tomorrow.
Awkward.
So we'll see how that goes. Your opinion, I mean, actually, when that took place earlier, Kobe was being interviewed and Shaq actually called and congratulated him. How do you feel? Are they in a good space right now, or what's going on?
You know, like Shaq said a long time ago, it was all marketing for the Lakers. I believe they're in a good space. Kobe said they'll never play with each other again. Because he did hear an interview that Shaq did a long time ago, but he was very appreciative of what Shaquille O'Neal said. And, you know, Shaq said some really good things. Can I quote? I want to personally congratulate Kobe on being the greatest Laker ever. His accomplishment is great and well-deserved, and I'm really proud of him. He told me when he was 18 that he'd go down as the greatest Laker ever and one of the greatest players of all time, and he wasn't lying. So to get that from somebody who you had a feud with for the time that he was there with you, it kind of shows that, you know, they're over it and they're moving past it. And he really does deserve all the congratulations that he has. Now he's getting ready to, or if he gets a chance to, pass up Wilt Chamberlain for the number four spot. So congratulations to Kobe Bean Bryant.
Absolutely. I have three words for you. Urban Magic Johnson is the best Laker. So we're going to go ahead and move on. Like I said, time's of the essence, and we have so much to talk about. I wanted to start with, of course, a milestone, something positive, something warm and fuzzy. But the Clippers, of course, the off season and the lockout and everything, it was extremely tumultuous. But the Clippers seem to be on top of things. I believe they are in first place in the Pacific Division, the Western Conference. But there was a hit to the stomachs of the Clipper fans, as well as the Clipper organization. Chauncey Billups, former NBA Finals MVP. I mean, geez, he's got a ring. He's out for the season with a torn Achilles. I mean, I've never torn that before, but just speaking with different people, he's out for the season. And some people are saying he may retire. So I actually put out an FFG poll asking that with Billups out for the rest of the season, are the Clippers still Western Conference contenders or pretenders? And I just want to read just a couple of responses, and of course I want to get your opinion on it, sister girlfriend. So Victor Lee, he said they're contenders, no doubt. There are some rumors that there's going to be, you know, J.R. Smith coming over from China, or Kenyon Martin, we're not sure. But Victor is content, and he feels that, you know, they're still continuing to be on top of the West. Monica says she thought that they were definitely in the Western Conference Finals for sure, especially if they pick up Kenyon Martin, but this really hurts their chances. So, you know, he's a veteran. Mika, I want to get your opinion. Is it a wrap for the Clippers, or do they still have some pieces intact?
Well, first off, Chauncey Billups said he's not retiring. He'll be back to play no matter what. They
Love
are
it.
Still contenders. They do still have Chris Paul. And it's Kenyon Martin, they said that they did sign him. They're trying to get another point guard, which they're looking to get J.R. Smith. But I still believe they are contenders no matter what. Anybody that has CP3 on their team with a Mo Williams or a Blake Griffin and a DeAndre Jordan, you still should be contenders. So I'm still saying they're contenders.
You know, I agree. And the thing about it is when they were picking up these cats, you know, when it was free agency, they were very guard heavy. And we never want any ball players to injure themselves. But really, when it comes to just the positions, even though, I mean, Chauncey, you can't really replace him, but with regards to position, they can afford to lose a guard. And you're right. You know, CP3, he's fantastic. And then Kenyon, I mean, even though he's got lips tattooed on his neck, Mika, he's still a great ball player. So I don't know. That'll be very interesting to watch. We'll be, of course, keeping you guys on tap of the Clippers, of course, their schedule, who they have, and their record. Rumor mill, we're going to keep it West Coast, but kind of not West Coast because we got the East. There was a rumor. I was driving to get my taxes done. I was listening to one of my other favorite sports radio talk shows, other than Female
Awkward.
And there was a rumor that they were looking to trade Gasol for Rajon Rondo. And I went ahead and said, if that happens, I will jump off the roof. For those of you that have listened on the show, double pun. I'm an avid Celtics fan, and that would just be weird. But is there any weight to that, Mika? Do you think that can happen? And if it does, who wins, the Celtics or the Lakers?
Nobody. It's not going to happen.
Well,
we don't want any Celtics on our team. You know what? I didn't say what I know. Well, you know, the Lakers are really looking for a young, talented point guard that can help Kobe Bryant out, but at the same time, the Boston Celtics don't need Pau Gasol because they already have KG, Jermaine O'Neal. They all play the same position. And there has been rumors that they were talking about it, but just like it was a rumor when Pau was supposed to get traded for Chris Paul, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. If it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to happen. It's water under the bridge, so we'll just let that be a rumor. Laker fans, don't worry.
Well, speaking of Laker fans, of course, as soon as I heard that, I went ahead and put it on the Female Field Guide Facebook page, and I said, rumor mill, and of course, I mean, it started buzzing. I'm getting notifications like no one's business. So, of course, I so appreciate when people participate in the polls and just of, you know, the posts, and of course, I'll read some. So, of course, our buddy Joe, who called in last week, I believe, he's a crazy Laker fan, but, you know, no one's perfect. Joe said, heck no, he thinks the Laker jersey will melt Rondo because he's not worthy to wear it. Okay, Joe, I'll call you after the show. Eric said it makes no sense whatsoever, wouldn't be a good trade. And for the Lakers, Rondo's a good player, but he has no offense, and they need points. You know, that's the thing. I will definitely keep you guys all posted on really, all the different trades. I mean, the deadline, I believe, is in March. So the Lakers, they do need a guard. And the Celtics need a deeper bench. So that's really what it comes down to in the NBA. We have actually a few more headlines. But the show went by so quick, and we're having so much fun with Mika on the ones and twos. We're going to have to wrap it up. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Mika, you know I'm going to give you an applause, but I'm going to keep you on the line as I close it out. It's Mika. Anything else you want to talk about, Honey Bunch?
No.
No. Okay, we'll give it a pop. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. You know, we like to, you know, shake things up and have some fun. Female Phil got a weekday hump day happening show. Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's our pre-Valentine's Love It or Leave It show. We're going to really touch base on all aspects of relationships and sports and how I, your female field guide, can help bridge that and really start an understanding between men and women sports fans and non-sports fans. We've got some great guests on tap. We've got some great callers just calling in and sharing their thoughts about how sports can enhance their relationships. And we really appreciate you guys, the support. This is Jasmine George and Meek on the ones and twos, your female field guide. God bless, and we'll see you Sunday.